Now listen. The devil don't want you to know about this part of the word. Because if you know about this part of the word, then you can't use the other part of the word, believing and speaking and all the rest of that stuff, with any success when you know especially that the rest of this word follows. Now, you know, ignorance is bliss for some folk. But the true believer does not want to be ignorant. The true believer wants to know, what does the word of the Lord say about this? God says his people perish for lack of knowledge. You need to understand what God says. You need to get out of all of the tradition. You need to get out of all of the vain sayings, and you need to hear what thus saith the Lord. When I go to God in prayer and I want answers and I want him to hear my call and I want him to step up and do what he says, I've got to make sure I don't hold any animosity and any unforgiveness in my heart against anybody, my enemy included. I cannot say one thing to God and have any animosity and unforgiveness in my heart against anybody. God said that's a conflict of whose you are. And we've got to understand that the enemy beats us not because we don't know what we ought to say and what we ought to believe, but the fact that we won't forgive. I've seen folk who could have been in higher places, blessed of God, anointed people, people who are blessed in more ways than some folk will ever be. But God won't lift them any higher because they hold unforgiveness in their heart. And my brother, my sister, my heart cries out for that kind of person. Because one, it's a miserable place to be. What they don't realize, to hold unforgiveness in your heart means to hold whatever was the reason that made you feel like you wouldn't forgive them in your heart. That pain resides there. Whatever pain, whatever problem, whatever issue that started it there, instead of you releasing it by forgiving them, it now lives and like a cancer is eating you away on the inside. Certainly eating away at the promises of God for your life. Nobody is worth my blessings because I won't forgive them. Nobody is worth my blessings because I won't forgive them. Listen, it's important to understand, because the word says that the reason I'm forgiving them is that my heavenly Father will forgive me. And I promise you all day long that what I'm holding in my heart against somebody in unforgiveness don't even come close to the stuff God's got against me. Let me put it another way, because only a few of you got that. When I think about what I don't like that you did, and I won't forgive you for that, when I think about all the bad stuff I've done that God has seen and recorded, and if I don't forgive you of that one thing, he won't forgive me of those 1,000 things I've done. And it's not worth it one, many. One thing that you've done set me off. And there are many things I've done to set God off. But when I forgive you, God forgives me. It's inequitable, because God can say, for every one person you forgive, that's one sin of yours I forgive. But when I forgive and truly forgive, it doesn't matter how many times and how many things I've done, God will forgive me, because that's his word. That's his word. Read 25 again.
Verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses.
Now, these are the particulars of this prayer that hinders, verse 24, that hinders, verse 23, and that hinders every other prayer in life. Unforgiveness. Think about this. The next time you pray, I pray the Holy Ghost will convict you, will bring back to your remembrance, your conscious mind, about whomever it is you may have aught against. And that's important, because when you realize that whatever it is you have got, that aught really amounts up to naught. Let me say it another way. Whatever it is you have counted up as ought, to God, it's naught. It's not worth it. It is not worth it not to forgive them because of what you lose in the process. Listen, the devil wants you to be mad. That stops your blessing, not their blessing. Somebody upsets you, hurts you, do you wrong, says this, hurts your feelings, whatever the case, and whether they did it intentional or not, listen, they're going on with their lives. You see them next time, make me sick. You can be having a good time. They walk in the room, all your good time just walked out the door. What they doing here? Everything about that person and everything about them becomes magnified in your eyes, and that person then forgot they even offended you, or forgot that you got an attitude, or at some point say, you know what, if they don't get over it, I've asked them to forgive me and they won't forgive me. Listen, they are released. That's you carrying around that burden. That's you remembering that. That's you bringing up that stuff 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago. That's you forgotten about what it is, but you just remember that I was the one who did it. I got too many wonderful things to remember than to be remembering that mess. I forgive you before you even ask me to forgive you, because I know I've got some blessings coming and I don't want nothing to clog up my flow. I might say, well, they didn't ask you to forgive me. I'm just forgiving them in advance, because I don't want my blessings hindered and I don't want my heart hardened. And some people, you know they hurt you intentionally. You know they said what they said intentionally. You knew they knew that was going to cut you. You knew they'd said what they said in the way that it would get to you. But listen at this, my brothers and sisters, you've got a right to confront them and say to you, what you said to me hurt me. Now, I'm not sure whether or not you realized it or intended it, but I wanted to bring it to your attention to make you accountable for it. Well, it's at that point they either say, listen, I'm sorry, man, I didn't mean to do that, or hey, sister, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, such and such. Or they can say, oh, well, I mean, I said it, you know, what comes up comes out. I say, in spite of the fact that you hurt me, that's how it is. Yeah, that's how it is. It is what it is. I tell you what, brother, I forgive you anyway, okay? You know, and you leave it right there. Now, here's what has happened. You have transferred all that mess you were carrying around back on them. You asked them to do the right thing by acknowledging what they had done to hurt you. Because sometimes you can hurt folk and honestly and sincerely not know you've hurt them. But once they come to you, you are now accountable for that hurt that you have created. So whether you say I'm sorry or not, you're accountable because it hurt your brother or sister or any man or woman, period. Because it is the relationship you have with your Heavenly Father, not the relationship they have with their Heavenly Father, but you have with your Heavenly Father. That's why you've got to understand, no matter if they cussed you out first and they swung at you first or did this first or whatever, it don't matter if it was first or last or black or white or whatever it is. What matters is how you respond. And it takes a big person, a Christian-hearted person, to say I'm sorry first, to say forgive me for hurting you. And listen at this, and for freeing up the flow that God has coming to your life because you have chosen to forgive. Chosen. Folk that knew they were wrong and would not acknowledge, you've chosen to forgive. Listen at this. Now, the particulars also carry with it a promise.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Grace and mercy, I enjoy.